Today's the 1st of December, which for us here in Australia means first day of summer, which means first day of beer season. Now, in fairness, I'm conscious we don't constrain beer to beer season, but it is a nice excuse all the same. This is a Sunday. I should have done this 2 days ago because I'm normally trying to do it on the Friday, but honestly, the way this year has been, I reckon if I do it once a week, I'm okay with that. I don't care too much about the semantics of exactly which day it is. So that out of the way, let's jump into it. Anyway, I'm obviously back in the garden with a whole bunch of birds. There's kookaburras, other animals that may not be familiar to people in other parts of the world. Every now and then we get bush turkeys as well, which is kind of weird. I think bush turkeys are probably the most common annoying thing we get here. We do get snakes and kangaroos and stuff like that, but all that's pretty par for the course for this part of the world. Anyway, moving on. Things this week. Where do we begin? Actually, here's an interesting Australianism for you, and I tweeted this the other day, so I'll embellish a little bit. It's got nothing to do with InfoSec or cyber or any of that sort of stuff. I got into an argument with a lady about kangaroos. It's like how Australian this is. So I've taken the kids and my two nieces out on the boat to an island, and there's this cafe, which is a great spot, and I often go to this cafe and just do a little bit of work there because it's peaceful and has just enough 4G to do what I need to do. And the cafe serves food, as you expect from a cafe, and there's this lady feeding a kangaroo chips. Now, if you're American and you're wondering what this means, chips is like the hot chip variety. You might call it French fries there. I know in other parts of the world it's called different things. Deep-fried freaking potato, and this lady's feeding the kangaroo deep-fried potato. And my six-year-old niece is looking at it going, this doesn't seem like good food for kangaroos. She's very observant, and I was like, yes, that's you're quite right. You really shouldn't feed native animals. She's probably a tourist, so probably from some part of the world, and she's going, oh, this looks pretty cute, unaware that kangaroos shouldn't eat deep-fried potato. So I was there with my mum as well, and my mum and my little niece go and talk to the lady, effectively to say, look, this really isn't very good. An argument ensued, which I ended up being involved in. And this lady's like, I've been doing this for years, basically like just feeding the kangaroos shit. And you've ruined my day, and you're so rude. And my poor little six-year-old niece is just going, I thought this was bad for the kangaroos. So I tweeted about it because I was actually kind of surprised that the number of times I've said I've had disagreements with people on Twitter that sometimes can be quite vitriolic. And I've always said, like, no one ever behaves this way in real life. Like, no one has ever come up to me in a conference and expressed many of the views that I see expressed on Twitter. And I sort of lament the fact that Twitter becomes a little bit of, you know, let's not sugarcoat it. Sometimes it's a little bit of a cesspool of people just wanting to take cheap shots. So I was actually really surprised to have an in-person argument. And I've got to admit, I was left a little bit dumbstruck by it. So anyway, that was a very Australian thing. Other things this week. So yesterday, which was the Saturday, I went to DDD Brisbane. And it was cool. I didn't do any talks. I just basically turned up there, sat around, hand out Have I Been Pwned stickers, churned through a heap of backlog of email and then a bit of coding stuff for Have I Been Pwned, other bits and pieces. It's really unusual to go to a conference and not do a talk. It's kind of liberating. So anyway, I did blog other things this week that are relevant to this weekly update. And the first thing, and this is going to put me on the absolute polar opposite other side of the world and environment to what I'm in now, I wrote about teaching kids to code and how my 10-year-old son, Ari, and I are going to be running kids coding workshops for NDC Oslo next month. I can say next month now because we're now December. Very, very different to being here dressed like this, enjoying the sunshine. So we're going to be doing that in Oslo next month, and we're also going to be doing it in London next month for NDC London as well. And he joined me earlier this year for the NDC's 2019. He went and did a lightning talk in London about kids learning to code. He gets to sort of come and have a nice holiday with Dad and go to the snow and do this sort of stuff, which is really cool. Gets to go to conferencey things, but gets to learn some stuff as well because I really want him doing more of the sort of public speaking and being comfortable being in front of other people. And he's starting to really love what he's doing as well. Now, I wrote this blog post, and it's funny, I was thinking to myself, it's like, how long is it going to take before someone talks about, kids should be outside playing, you know, like not sitting there in front of a computer. And I didn't get any messages like that, which really, really surprised me. So maybe Twitter's mellowing a bit, I don't know. And I was all ready because he's such an active kid that spends so much time outdoors because this is our lifestyle outdoors. Spends his whole time outdoors either playing tennis or arguing with people about kangaroos. Right, so fortunately that didn't happen and it was all just lots of love and positive vibes. So along with Ari and myself, we're also going to have other people like Scott Helm, we're going to have Lars Klint, we're going to have Amy Kay, I can never pronounce her last name, fellow Aussie from Perth who's doing many of the NDC things as well. We're also going to have a few other Aussie speakers, actually not just Aussie speakers, but other speakers at NDC helping do the kids coding thing. So if you're a parent and you are in either Oslo or London later next month, I'm going to link to both those events in my messages here. Bring your kids along. It's totally free. You come along with a laptop. We're going to be using Code Combat because it is an awesome, awesome, awesome tool for kids to learn to code. There's a kookaburra. And those folks have also been really cool. Every time I've sort of contacted them, or they've reached out to me a few times after I've mentioned Code Combat online as well, and they've been really, really helpful, including doing things like they're sending us a bunch of stickers to give to kids. Adults love stickers, so kids definitely, definitely love stickers. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love traveling with my son. As my daughter gets a little bit older, she's a few years younger at the moment, she'll be doing a lot more of that too. And I just think it's a really good opportunity for kids. Whether it's my kids being able to take them to these events or your kids, bring them along to the code clubs for free. Now, that was that. Another thing, which I was very happy to announce this week, is the seventh government to come on board, have I been pwned, which is Switzerland. Now, I spent a bunch of time in Switzerland, it was a couple of days. I would have liked to spend much longer because Switzerland is freaking awesome. Spent time in Switzerland this year, in Geneva visiting CERN and doing a talk at CERN. I've spoke about that in one of my previous weekly updates. And also in Bern, the nation's capital, meeting with the folks from government there who are responsible for securing their cybers. And I've tried to do more and more of this as I've travelled more and more, is get in front of governments, see what the challenges are that they're dealing with, and try and see where there are bits and pieces that I can do things to help. So have I been pwned as part of that? You might have seen me do some things with the NCSC in the UK before as well in terms of public communications. So there's a lot of really good stuff that governments do, and they're increasingly involving private enterprise or individuals like myself, or I know Scott Helm just keynoted an NCSC conference a couple of days ago as well. And this is a really, really good partnership to have because governments are very often underfunded, they're under-resourced, they've got this whole struggle of how do we actually keep talent here when they keep going to private enterprise, where often the pay packets are a lot more lucrative as well. So I think everything we can do to sort of work with governments who want to do the right thing and actually have influence at a very sort of authoritative level as well is really positive. So Switzerland comes on board along with all the other ones that are already there as well. If you are in a part of the world where your government is not on the list, I'll see if I can remember them all. We've got Australia, got the UK, Austria, Spain, Norway, Switzerland. There's one other one. There's the other one. Sorry for the one that... Oh, Ireland. Ireland's on there as well. So if you're not one of those seven, or if you're not from one of those seven countries and you would like to have your local national cert, usually there's an NCSC or an equivalent. We've got an ACSC here because we're Australian Cybersecurity Centre. Please reach out to them. If you have any contacts there, put them in touch with me. It's totally free. All I ask for is transparency so that people don't turn around and say, hey, Troy, you're giving government back doors when I'm not giving government back doors. So that was that. Swiss government's on board as well. And hopefully there'll be others soon. There's certainly lots of ongoing discussions. As I've said before, one of the biggest challenges to getting one of these governments on board, like there's no paperwork, that's not the problem. It is just them saying, yes, we're happy for you to talk about it publicly, which is kind of ironic because it's like, what are you doing? You're just monitoring your own domains. But, you know, governments, PR people, I get it. So anyway, if you're from one of those parts of the world, not in those seven, please let me know. Now, last thing, this is going to be a shorter one because I am a little bit late in the whole thing. And as you can see, it's beer o'clock. Sponsor this week, iVPN. So iVPN is talking about this ad not tracking you. And I want to come back and talk about the ad thing in a moment as well. This ad's not tracking you, but most others do. Fight digital surveillance by blocking ads and web trackers on all your devices. So, just to rehash, just to go back to the background. I used to have ads on my blog. Now, I do want to sort of separate at least my definition of the ads versus the sponsorship message and then the role iVPN plays as well. So I literally used to use, who were they? I forget the name of them. They basically sat on top of like Google AdWords or whatever equivalent it was, and they did tech stuff, tech-centric stuff. And the whole model was basically like, so all you got to do is embed this script on your site, and then it will pull the script from our site, and it will run whatever we want to run on your site, and we'll put in iframes and trackers and cookies and things like this. And we will be able to tell when people come to your site that have also been to other sites, and then we can work out what color their underwear is or all these sort of crazy, crazy detailed things. And I was really unhappy with that from a privacy perspective, from a security perspective, because there were times where these ad networks, I don't know if getting popped is really the right word, maybe we're being abused is the right word. And I had people at one time contact me and say, hey, Troy, I'm going to your blog, and your blog is being automatically redirected on iOS to the App Store to get me to buy Clash of Clans. It's like, what the hell? It's like, well, yeah, that's what happens when you run someone else's active script on your page. They can do that. So I wanted to get rid of all of that. I wanted to have a closer relationship to the advertisers slash sponsors, whatever word you want to use. We all know what we mean by this. I want to have a better relationship with them. So years ago now, I got rid of the old model, put the sponsorship model in. And the premise was, there's not going to be any tracking, so you can't run script. There's not going to be any images, so you can't run annoying stuff that's obnoxious and takes over the page. You get a line of text up to 140 characters. It must explain who you are, and it must explain what your product is. Go for it. So that's the model I put in place, and I've never looked back. And sponsors like iVPN, and a VPN is obviously a very privacy-centric service, have been using this model ever since, and I've never had a vacant week, which has been fantastic. So, first bit is, thanks very much to iVPN for sponsoring this week. They would block a tracker if the tracker was on there, because they can block trackers at the point where a browser would try to make a request to a domain which they've identified as a tracking domain. I've written before about how I use a pie hole at home, where I can just block any request at the DNS level to known tracking domains. So these guys are doing similar sorts of things at the VPN level. Now, I embellished a little bit there because I did have a bit of to and fro with one person on Twitter who said, it's ironic, and I suspect that this person was more humorous in intent than what actually came through in the message, or what I interpreted from the message. He said, look, it's ironic that when you go to this link, there is, and I'm going to look at exactly what this URL is, there's a query string. Now, this goes to ivpn.net, query string, pk_campaign=TroyHunt_2, and pk_medium=website. So inevitably, they're passing two query string parameters from the click on my website, and I'm the one that loads that URL in too, by the way. This is not like they have free reign. They've got to send it to me, I eyeball it and go, yeah, that looks all right, and I put it into the system. Now, why are they doing this? Well, inevitably, they want to see how successful the campaign is. Does it work having a sponsor message on TroyHunt.com? And the way we're going to do that is when someone clicks the link, we're going to go, oh, yeah, they came from Troy's website, which, of course, you could also get from the referrer header. Like, let's not forget that. And, well, depending on your referrer policy on the website as well, but they could get it from my referrer header. And we're going to pass it explicitly via a query string. And the person who made the comment sort of said it's a bit ironic that they're doing tracking like this when you've got talking about being privacy-centric. These are two really, really, really different things, because normally when people say trackers and impact on privacy, we're talking about things like Google Analytics, which run across multiple different websites. They set a cookie on your browser. When you go to different websites, it goes, oh, yeah, you were looking at the Bose headphones before. And I use that as an example because it's happened to me when I was buying Bose headphones, and I bought them, and I was happy with my purchase choice, and then I kept getting them advertised to me time and time again. It's possible because you've got this one tracking service, being Google Analytics, used across multiple different services or multiple different websites, and they can set a cookie and then we can go back with the request and so on and so forth. That is a really different premise to saying when there's an inbound link to our site, we'd like to know where the person came from. Because you can do that anyway. You can do that with the referrer header. If I had a link to, let's say, ivpn.net/TroyHunt, it would have been the same thing. And then they could have said, hey, this IP address and this user agent then clicked other links on the website. Call that tracking if you will. It's probably quite reasonable to call it tracking insofar as we can track the path someone takes through our website. it's not the same as the tracking that people had the privacy concerns with, which is when you then go off to, let's say you go off to Sears, or actually, do they still exist? Maybe they're dead. Let's say you're in Australia, you go off to Myers or something like that, and now you're doing your Christmas shopping and they're like, oh, this person was just interested in VPNs. It's not that. It's completely different. I think most people that listen to this probably get that, but I just thought that was an amusing thing that wasn't really worthy of Twitter debate for. But hey, look, maybe they would behave very, very nicely in real life, unlike Kangaroo Lady, and it would be a completely different story anyway. All right, so on that note, I'm going to wrap that up. Next week, I'm going to be on the Yao Tour. Actually, this is worthwhile mentioning. So from Wednesday onwards, I'm going to be in Sydney and then Brisbane and then Melbourne doing the Yao conferences. Now, I've done Yao twice before, and it's been an absolute blast. I think it's one of the most amazing conferences, particularly for people that come from overseas, when they get to do the three cities, including an epic cruise on Moreton Bay and a catamaran, which I'm very much looking forward to again. So if ever you're a speaker interested in doing a tour, Yao is amazing. If ever you're at a conference attendee, they get awesome speakers because Yao is quite amazing. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Again, I'm going to be in those multiple different spots around the country. So I think by the time I get to the coming weekend, I'll probably be in Brisbane, having gone to Sydney and done the thing there and then come back again. And that will actually be my last formal conference, although not my last event for the year. But that's probably about all I can say at the moment. I might be able to talk about one of them, which is going to be in another part of the world later in this month. Thank you very much for watching for this week. I hope you enjoyed the kangaroo anecdotes, and it's probably winter now in your part of the world, at least by the astrological definition of when the seasons start. So hopefully you enjoyed a little bit of sunshine here from Australia. Thanks for watching.